Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, September the 18th. Thank you, Derek. And with that, I'd like to ask that Councilman Redcorn give us an opening prayer. Would you please rise?
Hari tatsi, tatsi, wakanda, wakande, jinke, niya wasa hurda priya hale. Kisto mai, nikashe de, kia topa de, lake de komra, tila ite lake de komra. Lord, I just thank you for all that you do, and I ask that you watch over this meeting and bless all our people that are here. Bless, we thank you for this gift that you've given us, this mineral estate, and we ask that you guide us in these decisions today. And are anyone sick in our culture and in our people, I just pray that you go to tend to their families right now. I know a lot of people are asking for healing.
Yeah.
And I just pray that you watch over them. It's all these things I ask in your name. Amen.
Wait, we know. Thank you, brother, so much. Please be seated. I'd like to have a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Present.
Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Reddingle?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Second Chair Yates?
Present.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to look at the agenda. I have two requests. I'm going to add in under new business after H, item I. I'd like to have a resolution on the letter that we agreed to send on the listing of wells that need to be plugged. Just a formality, and we're going to take care of that. Also on item 5B, budget modification, will also encompass 7A. Modification is for the AV equipment changes. Councilor, second, is there anything else we need to add? Lacey, is there anything else?
No, I wasn't thinking, I'm sorry.
We're going to just waive table of 7A because we're going to construct all the effort into 5B, budget modification of the AV unit.
It's not a table. If I could just take care of all of the finance stuff in one fell swoop. I don't want a table. It needs to happen. I just want to move it.
It will if we take care of it under 5B.
Does it need its own resolution? Okay.
Thank you, dear. Council.
Question. I know last meeting we talked about the emergency wells and they need to be plugged. We had a follow-up meeting. Mr. Rehard did a really good job, I thought, in handling that. We got a lot of things accomplished. My question is, are we moving forward or do we need to address it? A little more of it today.
We were ready to go with that resolution that I can sign it on behalf of us.
And that one well, I think it was number two on Mr. Lynn's list. It's, we're moving forward to get that plugged.
Yes, sir.
Question. Okay.
If our group's taking care of it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
One clarification, I did meet with the Osage Nation Treasurer, and this was compliments of their having our well funds, and there's going to be the question is that they're going to have to do some investment with it, keep some out, and I just wanted to tell the superintendent, let's get out that emergency plugging that you feel is necessary along with this list, and then I can call the Osage Nation and tell them a projection of how much cash on hand I want. Okay, now everyone knows everything. Thank you very much. Any other questions? With that, I'd like to go into the superintendent's report. Superintendent Phillips, please.
Thank you. We do need to make a few corrections to the report. I was looking at this report, and apparently there's some corrections that need to be made. For the branch of waste management, where it says 86 pending, needs to be 129 pending. And then on the branch of enforcement lease compliance, where it says EAs, one EA covering four wells, it needs to be one EA covering one well. So with those corrections, I'll read the report. This is the superintendent's report for the Osage Minerals Council for today. The branch of field operations reported two trucking permits were prepared and issued. 2,995 purchaser run tickets were reviewed and scanned. 24 leases were checked for production, primary term, and rental. 7 pluggings were witnessed. There were 75 lease inspections performed, 27 follow-up inspections, 4 gas meter proving no discrepancies identified, 5 tank trucks checked for permit, 5 tank strappings witnessed, 69 landowner lessee meetings were reported, 5 complaints. There were 6 spill leaks inspected, 18 follow-up inspections were made, 4 OERB assessments and evaluations, 84 tanks gauged, 1 tank bottom removal witnessed, 2 run tickets figured, 4 gauger calculation versus purchaser calculations. The branch of lease management reported 5 leases were approved. They've got 31 pending. 11 assignments were approved, 129 are pending. 36 division orders were approved. There were 3 lease terminations. They reported for the month of August 18,087 wells, less 3,232 for saltwater disposal. For those minerals under 25 CFR Part 214, which are other than oil and gas, there were 3 leases that sold the most were APAC, Burbank Materials, and Candy Creek Crusher. Burbank sold 22,681.30 tons, paid a royalty of 822.35. Burbank Materials reported 17,003.70 tons, paid 18,534.03. Candy Creek Crusher reported 15,727.99 tons, paid 15,727.99. Schmidt Brothers reported 624 cubic yards, paid $468. They had 4 lease requests for lease information. 3 were FOIA and 1 was non-FOIA. The branch of subsurface minerals, they reported 4 drilling permits were approved, 14 workover permits were approved, 42 plugging permits were approved. They did report some wells completed. Performance reported that there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wells that were completed August the 15th and August the 16th. There was no initial production reported.
Out of all of those?
That is correct. And asking my staff, I asked them what happened there, or because I don't know. And talking to the petroleum engineer, he said that the well sites could still be under construction and so forth. And I know that they basically contacted Bob Knapp, and I see that Bob Knapp is in the audience today, so I don't know if maybe Bob Knapp can give us some information on that. Back to my report for the branch of accounting.
Yes, sir. Would you like to give a suggestion now?
I got a question.
Councilman Red Eagle, please.
Thank you,
Councilman Frank.
I just got one question, Madam Superintendent. On the OERB assessment evaluations, does that mean they're going to plug these wells themselves?
OERB does not plug wells. All they do is restore the property.
They want remediation only.
Remediation only. They do not plug wells.
Okay.
Councilwoman.
I have a question. Under the sales reported lease on APAC, Burbank, Candy Crusher, and Smith Brothers, both of us have the question. It looks like on production on APAC, it was 22,681.30 on tons, but the royalty paid was 21. Is that less than a dollar per ton they're paying?
Yes, I will check on that.
Okay, and then it goes down here and kind of saying, could you check these numbers? Because it looks pretty low. or that was like the Burbank is paying more because they're at 17, but they paid royalty 18, and I just want to make sure what were those factors that were in that, because it looks like it's a.
I think if anything is that needs to be reviewed would be APAC, because Burbank and APAC are supposed to be paying at the same
10%.
Yeah, 10%. Candy Creek Crusher, they're basically looks like they're paying 10%. So anyway, I will check on those.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Gray. Get back to you.
Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. The FOIA request, there were four. There were four requests for lease information, one FOIA and one non-FOIA. What is the non-FOIA? What's the difference?
Normally, when we're looking at non-FOIA, it's probably where a lessee came in or a lessee has allowed somebody else to come in and look at records.
Okay. So these, when you say lease information, request for lease information, all four of these are for well records? And not
that I cannot answer because I do not know exactly what they're for.
Okay. And of those four, were they approved?
All of them, yes. This was what was answered during the month of August.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
When we receive a FOIA request, we only have 20 days to respond. So, yes, it has to be done.
Respond, is that approve or deny?
That's to provide them information.
Okay.
So it has to be done timely. Generally, when somebody comes in for like a non-FOIA request, basically that information is provided on that day.
Councilman Redcorn, please.
Is it possible we can, Chairman, we can hear that? I think she's not finished.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to go into accounting. I noticed that this information isn't being reported, and I know that Councilman Rebar has asked this in the past, so I've added this to, hadn't added this here, but I've added it to my report just based on the fact that it is in the report that is being provided under the end of the month. But I wanted to go in and report for the branch of accounting. There was $342,343.66 gross barrels produced, 52,564.02 royalty barrels paid for a total of 2,967.30 in royalty paid. Dry gas was 290,853 MCFs produced for a total royalty of 51,573.56 royalty paid. Liquid gas were 353,601 MCF produced for a total royalty of 20,896.54 royalty paid. Tank bottom, there was 1,365.16 barrels. Royalty barrels was 91.98 for a total of 789.44 royalty paid. Total collected, hang on a second, I've got even more. The branch of lease management reported oil and gas rentals, 19,774.38, oil and gas bonus of 15,200, sand and gravel 56,552.37, saltwater easement rental at 2,700, water usage at 7,980, late payment charges collected of 1,291.68. Total collected for the month of August is $3,137,125.27. Hopefully that will.
And that's not in this report?
Yeah.
It's not in this report, but it is in the end of the month report that is provided to the Minerals Council.
That's correct.
So you should have that.
Okay, thank you.
It's also in the report that I sent.
Yes, it is in your report, the email that we'd sent out to our office. Thank you, and I want our constituents to know that is under review. We have had Lacey go in, and these numbers are going to be reviewed, and then we're working on the numbers that you are starting. We have Councilwoman Foreman and some others, and we're going to start a spreadsheet in the office, and once we start input on those numbers also. It will be very helpful on us seeing this next term of the May has to be up.
One of the reasons why, like I said, one of the reasons why I've included this is because Councilman Rebard has in the past asked me about the total production, and I really think that with this information being provided on a monthly basis that your constituents probably should hear it as well. So I can do that every month.
And you will help us out, Councilman.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I think it's a great idea for us to track this among ourselves in-house. I would think with today's software and programs that we have available to us, like Access, most of the superintendent's reports come to us in Excel spreadsheets. I wonder if we could coordinate with the superintendent's office where we could take her spreadsheets and import the data in such a way where we don't have to re-input each thing, that we ought to be able to take her spreadsheet and import it into a database. And I'm sure that the nation has somebody with that type of expertise that we might could call on the
superintendent.
I'll be happy to consider that. If you want to send me something, I'll see what I can do.
Yes, excuse me. Osage Nation would be a possibility of us. I asked exactly that to the treasurer and the nation in case we need to put in our personnel in to handle exactly what you brought up, Council. This time we're going to go with having the spreadsheet that we've been looking at, that we've been working on, plug it in, and then our next upgrade will be exactly that. We're looking at where the efforts of the Council. We had a great meeting yesterday on strategic plan. The tightening of it up is going to show that we need us our own departmental positions. And right now, it looks like it would be in best order not to say much more until we roll it out. But you'll be excited as I was yesterday. With that being said, Council, Superintendent, please continue.
I think she needs to finish. You still have more to present. Mm-hmm.
Correct. The branch of accounting also provided us with the top producers for the month of July were Perdur. Petroleum, they reported 103,899.35 barrels. Lynn Energy reported 31,561.46. Scout Energy reported 17,357.06. The branch of environment, or the branch of enforcement lease compliance, we did get one EA covering one well that was new. One EA was approved. There were 26 non-compliance letters issued with 4 extension letters, and I believe that concludes my report.
Council, second chair, please.
Thank you, Superintendent. That's a nice report. I've got just 4 simple questions. On the top producer, I see you got Lynn and Scout as second and third. Those are, Lynn was bought by Scout, which is now bought by MidCon Energy. So is this Lynn and Scout, is that maybe 2 separate leases?
Could be. I'll be more than happy to look into that.
It's just a question. Nothing needs to be looked into. I'm just making an observation for the
Thank
rest
you.
Of the council.
Go right ahead.
The second one on accounting, we get this question all the time and we need it in barrels per month. I can do the math, but that is what everyone asks me, what are you making barrels per month? And that's what we're gauged on our what we're doing, good or bad. So I don't know. I mean, I've seen it in one of your reports you sent through yesterday or day before.
Right.
But we do need that broke down to that that piece of information.
I guess.
That's where I'd like to plug it into the spreadsheet as Councilman and Second Chair has talked about.
I wonder if this is what my accountant's doing here when he goes in. I didn't read this. It says the highest monthly posted price was $53.75 with a low of $47.51 and the average is $51.40.
No, that's the price of barrel, per barrel with bonuses and just coffee deal, whatever Osage County gets per barrel.
Right.
But we get judged and we're asked, how many barrels are you making now? And we're trying to, you know, trying to give them that answer. And we can do the math, but it would be nice if we could get it in this report in barrels per month. Okay, second question is, if you could, number of wells completed, update on how many for this year. That's another question we get. How many wells have you drilled this year? And so, and I know these are just simple questions and I should be able to do it myself or something, but that's what the rear asks. How many wells have you drilled this year? And if you have some people, we haven't drilled anything since 2014 and we know we've drilled a few. So, but just on a yearly basis, you know, we're into, what are we into, September?
September.
I kind of like to know what we've drilled this year, so.
You would
even an estimation.
How many barrels per month is what you're being asked?
Yes,
but
yes.
I reported that.
You did?
I did, in this sheet.
It is
in the end of the month report, the reports that I'm providing to you, and I just read it. So you are being provided this information.
Okay.
I'm showing 342,343.66 gross barrels produced.
Which is 11,411 barrels per month.
Per day.
So you're wanting it per day?
Yeah.
Because I'm giving it per month.
Right. And that's not what we're asked. We're asked, what are you making a barrel per day? Or what's your production in Osage County? And that's what we're asking. That's what we're being asked, and that's what we want to report to.
Okay. So I can add that.
Yeah, and it's just a simple math, and I did it right here, but,
Yeah.
That's not what we're asked. We're asked how many barrels per day we're making in Osage County.
Okay. So I will include that to this report, and then...
And you had it in your other report. I mean, it was broke down in another report I seen yesterday in my email. So yes, it's in there. It's just not on this spreadsheet here, or report. Last one, and it's an easy one. On your total wells in the county, you got 18,087 producers, 3,232 for saltwater disposal, and other wells. What's other wells?
Good question.
I mean, I should know that, but I figured it's probably supply wells, possibly. I don't know.
Yes, we're
Councilman. That's production. So anyway, that's just a question.
Excuse me. I will know that.
And
sure.
I will. I'm done. Thank you.
Council.
Thank you, Chair. Following up on Mr. Yates's question, what's the total active number of wells we have in those things? I'm assuming these are producers.
These are the wells that they're showing as being production. It's my understanding, yes.
And then you're showing 3,200 and some for saltwater disposal, and then, as Mr. Yates pointed out, other wells. But also, we need, and I think one of our council brought it up in a conversation yesterday, what's the number of active wells?
Okay.
The second question I have is, I just want to point out that fully a third of our production, monthly production, one-third is preserved. So without that, we're down to about 8,000 barrels of that. So I know Mr. Rebar has communicated with DMD. If we continue the way we're doing, leases, signing, et cetera, we're going to be looking at 6,000 barrels per day if we keep it up, what we're doing. Not getting leases approved and out the door. We're going to go lower. So I just want to make sure that the reflection here is this Perdure has 3,500 barrels a day in holding. So I just want to make sure that we all know that.
Yes, sir.
The potential there.
Under water flood project, CO2.
CO2. Thank you, Chair.
I want to talk to the Superintendent and Councilman Reba.
The agency is processing leases in a timely manner. I think that we have a programmatic EA for leasing. So we're processing leases timely. I think maybe it's the permits that Councilman Red Cardinal.
Yes.
The permits.
We're not drilled.
Yeah, they're.
Correct. I'd like to get Councilman Rebar and Councilman Form.
Thank you. Two questions. One, when you state that you have 3,266 saltwater disposal, does that number include EOR wells, enhanced oil recovery and injection wells?
I can ask.
That's other.
Secondly,
could be.
The last lease sale we had, a company came in and bought 36 leases, I think. Let half of them go. Did they give you an explanation of why they let so many leases go back?
No, they did not.
Do you know how many wells that they have drilled?
They have drilled no wells.
They've not drilled one well? And I'm sure it's probably in the report, but do they have any permits approved?
Nothing.
None? So they bought these, and they haven't even, in 1 year ago this month, I think, have purchased these leases, and they've not even submitted one single drilling permit on their leases?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Do you have any communication with them? I mean, do they contact you? Or?
I will talk with the lease management and subsurface to see if they've heard anything from them. His name was Tom Gray?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Pete Kong or something.
I'd like to know.
I know who it wasn't.
In the last year, I guess, to be fair, do we have any new oil and gas producers come into the county?
He was the last one.
That's a real concern for us that we're just not an attractive area for these companies to spend their capital expenditures. It's a real concern. I guess I'd like to know what you think the reason is, why we don't have producers coming into the county. You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman, thank you.
Well, this segues perfectly into what I wanted to ask about. But first, I want to ask on the four gas groupings, did these new inspections for their gas samples taken? That I cannot answer. I'll ask when I feel good. I would like to know that in the future, because that is some information that the agency is supposed to be providing us for. Gas analysis that you are supposed to be providing to us. So, you know, that's the one that I keep looking for in the quarterly reports, but not finding.
Superintendent.
I don't have the settlement agreement with me, but that may be something that will need to be requested. Yeah, I'll go back and look.
Yeah, I don't have it from you here either, but I don't think so. It's just a list of things that you're supposed to be providing.
Would you like the next time that something like this we get notification, would you like to be called and meet us out there?
Oh yeah, yes. I would like you to always call us. We are getting ready to hire a gas management consultant, and we're going to be very active with you. We're going to pick and choose which ones we want to look at in the intersections, but please notify. Okay, so if all of you will go to your documents on in Board Booklet, if you page down, you'll see a folder that's called Susan's Folder. And inside that folder is my analysis of the permitting that was submitted for 2018 and 2019. Okay. It's called August 2019. Completed permit analysis. It's right here. Go to documents.
Is this the first time we've seen it?
Susan's analysis of permit.
Is this on the agenda?
It's not that one. It's a spreadsheet, and it's called.
Ma'am, is this the first time we've seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
August. Well, I stayed up till 12:30 last night.
No, I understand that.
One of the documents she
That's
sent.
Early night for me.
And it actually has. I've calculated the number with based upon the dates that she's given me. Okay. I have calculated. Let's see.
I would like us to get a chance to review it.
Susan's folder. Well, I'm going to walk you through it. It's really easy. There's 10 entries.
What's the name of it so we can look at
it's
it?
It's called August_2019.
Hold on. You got to go to home. You got to go to home, and then you got to click on documents on the left side. Right. And then you go all the way down. It's almost like the last bottom three.
Susan, analysis of the permit.
It's not that one. It's called August.
I don't have it.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, ma'am.
Point of order. This is not on the agenda. It's not an analysis the council requested. Again, I agree with the chairman's point on this that we need to probably talk about this outside of the public forum. At least have an opportunity to look
review
at it.
Okay, I have the floor.
And
I'd like to finish my questioning.
No, actually, I called on her for a second.
And so, that being the case, Mr. Chairman, just as a point of order, I think that if we need to, if the councilwoman would like to discuss certain points, that's wonderful. That's her prerogative to do so. However, to go through a form that she drafted and put out in front of us, I believe would be improper at this time.
Councilwoman, Mr. Councilwoman Foreman needs to go, then you can complete.
Okay. I exert my right to ask the superintendent questions when she gives her report. This is a courtesy for the rest of the council, so I will continue with my questions. And you guys, if you can find it, great. If you can't, I'm going to get ready to explain.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, she sends us, usually we don't get it till the day before our meeting, but we get a spreadsheet in a PDF format, which I had to rebuild into a spreadsheet, that gives us the date that a permit was submitted to the subsurface. It does not give us the date that it was submitted to the agency. So I'm starting with the date that it was submitted to the subsurface. And then she gives us the date that the work is completed, and then it gives us the date that they logged into their records. So I have calculated those dates from the time it hits, and these are the August 2019 well completions. These have gone through the permitting process. There's 10 of them. And we have 6 drilling permits, all of which took from anywhere from 139 days to 551 days to complete the permit process and get a well completed. There are some emergency workovers. They're taking, one of them took 407 days to completion. Another one took 101 days. There's a plugging permit that took 200 days. And then the days to log it into their records is anywhere from 609 to 480. So I'll be finished in just a second here. It would be nice in the future on this spreadsheet to have the date it was submitted to the agency so we can really see how long it takes to go through the permitting process. But I would like to add that at our first consultation meeting, we had an agreement with the United States government to try to reduce the number of days that it takes to permit anything down to 75, which is still too long, but it's better than what we're looking at here.
Yes.
And I would like to ask the superintendent what she has done in the last year, because these are increasing numbers of days, they're not decreasing. I would like to know, and she's got a petroleum engineer now, and we've got Denver office helping us, so I would like an explanation of why these are taking so long.
Well, is it?
Yes.
For one thing, you're looking at a well completion report. And these well completion reports, once we issue a drilling permit, the lessee has up to 2 years to drill a well. So on these that were issued, they finally drilled the well, and I reported the date that they drilled the well on the date of 8/16 and 8/15, and they have, after they drill the well, they have 10 days after they drill the well to provide us with a completion report. So what you're looking at is actually things that has been issued by the agency, and the lessee has provided us with the completion report. What you really should be looking at, in my opinion, are the open pending permits. Because once we issue a permit, especially if it's a drilling permit, they have up to 2 years. They can drill that day, or they can wait and drill the day before the 2 years is up. But they have that amount of time to drill. But they have to provide us with the completion report. And I know at one time, the ONC wanted to know how many wells are being drilled a month. So we created this completion report for the Minerals Council so that we could report how many wells were drilled during the month of August or whatever month. So that's what that's all about. Now I will tell you this, that on workovers and pluggings, if it's an emergency plugging, the agency can get that out within 24 hours because it's an emergency plugging. And we give that to the company, and we expect the company to go out and plug the well ASAP. On the ones that are workovers, we have a programmatic EA for workovers and pluggings that the agency has done because we don't have the environmental impact statement in place. So we have that. We're able to process a workover and plugging permit, I would say within 90 days, which basically 30 of those days is the appeal process. So permits that are for drilling are site specific, and we are working with the Indian Energy Service Center to address the environmental assessments. And some of those environmental assessments are coming in, and there's not an ABB survey, the property is not being maintained, or there are additional things that we need in order to be able to issue a finding of no significant impact and do an NOA. Right now I'm working with the, in fact yesterday I had a conference call with the Indian Energy Service Center. And on a weekly basis, we're going to call to have an update as to where they're at. And what I have done, as far as my direction to my agency staff, is this. You will make one request to the company and document it by email. And if by chance you don't get it in 30 days, what the agency is going to do is the agency is going to return everything so that we get it off of our books. So it doesn't look like we're setting on it. Because a lot of this is asking additional environmental appendices or something that needs to be included in the environmental assessment. And I know that it does take time, but I'm tired of the agency also being the one that's, if it's something that we're doing, then yes, I'm involved. I'm getting involved now to where we're having a weekly meeting. But I am telling all of my staff that if it's something, give them 30 days. If we don't get it back, then send it back. And we have sent some of them back.
Thank you. Councilman, I'd like to go to Councilman Redcorn and then Councilwoman Foreman.
I just had a recommendation from Ms. Foreman. Yes, you might want to change the number of days to the number of years.
I started out with 365 days in my calculation.
Because number of days isn't hitting anybody, including our Osage Nation News, that doesn't really care, I guess. But I'm really concerned that it's taken so long to get a permit approved.
And a well completed.
Well, I've got a lot of comments, but I'm hearing, well, you got to get a permit, then you got to get a lease, and these guys are out there just want to drill a well. You put on all these acronyms and permits and paperwork and this and that, and I understand, I'm trying to follow on what you're saying, but the end of the story is, I think Ms. Foreman is saying, It's taken way, way, way too long. That's been our communication. All talk to DMV, said if you keep it up, you guys will be down 6,000 barrels a day. She's pointing some of these issues out. I see production rising, and I would assume that's Perdure and their improvements on 1,800 to 3,500 barrels a day, which we really appreciate. We got to do something about the primary production, and nothing's happening. It just continues to go lower. I see what you're saying here, Ms. Moore. I appreciate it. I'd like to see more of an answer to why these are doing what they're performing as they are. But I guess I'm the only one. Maybe you are too. I don't know. But I'd like to know what maybe Mr. Rebar. But we need to know. I think we should have a mineral council discussion on why these permits are taking so long. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councilwoman Foreman, and Councilwoman Rebar, the second
well,
chair.
I am looking at the fiscal year 2019 pending permits, which I used last night in my analysis. But, I was looking at that pretty closely. I didn't have time to analyze it in particular. But I do know that you have date received by subsurface. That's still not date received by the agency. So that's important.
That is the date. As soon as we get it, we give it to them.
Okay, so that represents
the date it's received in the agency.
Good. I think that's a good clarification. And we started January 2019, and that very top entry says 30-day appeal period. What's that mean? Does that mean we're in the 30-day appeal period? So we've gone here, and the permit's not approved yet until the 30-day appeal period is finalized?
That is correct. We have to wait 30 days.
On this report, it would help us to have an additional column that says how much time is left in that 30-day appeal period. I think we can improve on this report so we can know what's happening.
Thank you, Councilman. Superintendent.
I want to answer that question because we provide the OMC and the Osage Nation is interested parties. They know the dates because everybody gets a copy. So that letter is coming to you as far as the appeal date. The letter itself saying, we've made a decision, you have 30 days to appeal, you get a copy of that letter. Maybe not you, but the chairman gets a copy of that letter. So that has a date on it. So you can know from that date. One of the things I would like to do, because I am ready for this, I asked my staff to go in and give me a reason why we are where we're at. So if everybody can go to that open pending permits, because I'm ready.
Do we have it?
Yes, you've got this.
No,
you
no,
just
I
got to be saying it.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're
yeah, this right here. This open permit.
And that's in my folder for all of you.
Okay, so right off the bat, we're showing Lawco Holdings, right? They came in December 2018. The EA for these three wells were delayed due to a relocation of well number, waiting on the submission of an exemption letter and site visits that need to be performed. Cardinal River, SHPO letter received detailing two issues with potential sites, possible unmarked grave above 800 feet south of Ape Creek, Ponca, and Ponca Chief Standing Bear Grave across the river, may disturb shed. So they're having to work with your FIPO. Willow Rock Partners, at the time of the submission, subsurface was transitioning into the corporation of using the service center. The lag time of the two permits did not feel comfortable signing off, so the EA was rerouted. Got to keep in mind that I didn't have a supervisor, environmental protection specialist. I don't think she came until July. Performance, at the time of submission, they were transitioning the incorporation of using IESC. Perdure, there's an area that needs to be avoided. A certain section has no archaeological survey. So yes. I basically went in, because this is what I told my staff, on those that are old, you need to tell me why. And that is when I said, start sending it back. table because of the questions that you have, that it goes back to when it was state received. So if LAWCO doesn't, or these other companies don't get it, get us the information that we need, we will be closing our file and sending everything back.
For reapplication or whatever happens next?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to go to Councilman Revard and let Councilman Foreman wrap up, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Superintendent. I couldn't follow where that document is that you were reading off of. What, did you?
It's FY 2019, yes. Everybody got a copy of it. She was reading off of the 10 completion wells.
Sure.
And we got it two or three
so
days ago.
That,
okay, okay. Well, I was just trying to open it up and follow along as you were doing it. I couldn't find it.
Can I just what is IE? I mean, you probably told us IESC.
IESC, that's the Indian Energy Service Center out of Colorado.
Okay.
We no longer use DEMD.
No longer. So yeah, I don't see a problem with going and expanding our DEMD request from this council now. Perfect timing. Okay. Any other questions?
I haven't even asked my two. I'd like to know if you have a definition of emergency wells.
Yes.
What is that definition?
Harmful to the environment and to human health. So if the well is purging, then yes. And what we basically do at that point is we send something. Well, the first thing we'll do is see if there's a responsible party, and if there's not, then we identify it for the OMC.
What is environment? Is that just above that's, surface?
Yeah, or, it's coming out to where everybody can see it. Oil's coming out, or gas is being smelt. Or,
do you consider our water aquifer part of the environment?
I believe so, yes.
Our fresh water? Mm-hmm. Because we had a producer who was on our agenda for our last meeting when we tabled it, basically based on something that your deputy superintendent told me before the meeting that same morning, that their company had a well on our ranch that had a casing leak, and the well was drilled so many years ago that the wells didn't run significant amount, necessary amount of surface casing to protect the fresh water. It was after it was drilled and decades later that it was determined that fresh water is even deeper than they ran the surface. Now they have a casing leak. It's got the potential. There's no way to know for sure that that well has a potential of salt water entering our on our ranch. And I would consider that an emergency well to get work on. They want to fix the casing leak to stop the potential. Your office, through Mr. Winlock, said that's not considered an emergency unless it's running out on the ground. Well, I think it is. As a head right owner who cares about our estate and the only water aquifer in the county, I know our chief was concerned about it. And we all were kind of, when I say we all, I for one, and the chief, we were going to talk about it at the mental camp the last time that it got taken. But I'm concerned about it. I would like to think that that would be considered an emergency well, that you could have expedited to where we could, you know, remedy this. But you, Richard Winlock said it wasn't. And also, too, every interested party you were talking to us just a moment ago about the 30-day notice appeal notice, that goes out to all interested parties, the mental council being one of them, the chief of our tribe, or nation, I guess, is an interested party, and the surface owner is an interested party. In this case, I'm just bringing that, and I have no... It's just a good example. It's not just for this one circumstance, but in this case, the surface owner is the Osage Ranch. Well, actually, it's not the Osage Ranch, it's the Osage Nation who has leased the Osage Ranch. And So that interested party was willing to waive your 30-day notice. The principal chief was willing to waive the 30-day appeal notice. Our mental council adopted a resolution at our last meeting to waive the 30 days. So every single interested party wants to waive it and let this company go out there and fix this well, and you say no, and we're sitting there waiting that salt water could be contaminating our fresh water.
I don't believe that we've gotten anything from the tribe. I got something from you guys.
You haven't got anything from the tribe yet.
That's correct. We did send the letter out to Councilman Spalka. Please continue.
But the gentleman that came and spoke with you all said that he would be able to obtain this because he had talked to me. I mentioned it to our minerals council. I mentioned it to the chief. The chief told me that he would do it. As chief, he needed to go to the attorney general, which I guess we don't have one this morning.
Yes, you do.
Went to the attorney general to get the attorney general's opinion on whether or not he could sign this waiver on behalf of the surface ownership owned by the nation. So it was a scenario that this operator told your office that all the interested parties have indicated they're willing to sign a waiver. If we got the waiver from these three parties, could we get an expedited permit? And he was told no, because in specifically because it wasn't considered an emergency well, which he just commented and said it worked. So, I have a question now.
Yes, sir.
This was something I wanted to bring to your attention, and I'm confused about the ambiguity. But my question is this. We haven't always had this 30-day notice period given to the Minerals Council in years past. And I would like to know what date you started requiring that 30-day notice, and under what authority did you do so, and what changed? Why hadn't it been done all the time? If it's required now, why haven't we done this for the last 100 years? Why now? What happened? What changed on what day? That's my question.
That has been discussed during the biannual consultation by Charles R. Batts, trial attorney for the U.S. Solicitor's Office. He basically said any decision made by the agency has to have notification of all the interested parties that a decision's been made, so that if by chance they wish to file an appeal, they can file an appeal. Unfortunately, I came into this agency. There's a lot of things that I'm having to clean up.
So you're saying that they should have been doing this for the last 100 years, and they failed to do it all these years, but now you've figured it out, and now we're doing it? I'm thinking that the Bureau of Indian Affairs are either overburdening something now that we don't need, or they failed us for 100 years that we haven't been doing this when Mr. Batts thinks we should have been.
Superintendent, then I'd like to have Councilman Ford.
I would recommend that the Minerals Council brings that up for the biennial consultation discussion.
We're trying to get to that part on the agenda, and it happens to be next.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Thank you, Council. Councilman Foreman, the second chair will wrap this up.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I have a question. I should have wrote it down. Regarding this 30-day
second chair, please.
You guys don't hate me. On our meeting from the August 21st, superintendent and deputy superintendent wasn't here to give the superintendent report. If it pleases the council, do you want her to give it now? I did give her a heads up before the meeting. She can give them the report. If not, we can move on. We have a copy of it, and we've had it
since the day before that meeting.
I recommend we take a 5-minute break, then come back and have her give that report, because I think it's important to report out. I know that there were some unhappy people that, I mean, we understand you had a training or something like that, but it's always nice for us to go over that, ask those questions.
For
because
the record.
We, yeah, plus, because we always get asked about it. How come she's not there? How come, you know? So if you're able to give that report and you've already been given a heads up.
I got it.
Okay. I make the motion to go take a break.
Yes.
Before we do, I have one last question on the report that she was giving us.
Yes.
And then just to pick up off of Councilman Rebar. So the whole discussion that Councilman Rebar was asking you about, his example was this one particular well. And I kept waiting on him to ask my question, so it didn't make it there, so I'm going to ask now. Does the emergency plugging require that 30-day?
No.
And so we kind of danced around. And he's probably not just as straightforward as I am, but you said it was an emergency. It could cause environmental hazard for our ranch. Why don't we just plug the damn thing?
I'm not familiar with all of that. As a superintendent, I'm not familiar with all of that.
With all due respect, let me finish. With all due respect,
Council.
You're the superintendent. And if Richard's familiar with it, that's something in your office you guys have to take care of. The producer came to the Bureau, and then he came over here that morning. And he spoke to Mr. Rebar. I think he talked to a couple of council members. This was something the council was certainly aware of, that your position from the agency. It's not fair to us, I guess is what I'm getting at, that you'd say I'm not aware of, because you sent out a letter saying that it has to have this 30-day appellate notice. So you do have the obligation to deal with it. Not trying to lawyer you, I'm just saying that's your job. You expect me to know things, I expect you to know things.
Yeah.
And so here we sit, 2 weeks later, and we still haven't plugged this well, and we're still waiting on it to ruin our aquifer out here and do serious damage to the nation. When today, during this 5-minute break, you could go right over there and order it to be plugged, and this would all be resolved. And I guess that's my request to you.
Okay.
Would you do that?
I will be happy to check on that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the record, all of the energy is the producer we're talking about.
I've seen the email. I've seen the letter.
Let me clarify one thing, though. Olefin actually said they would go out and plug the well. If we have to, I just want the council's approval, so this committee, and this is going to be a future question, that we are allowed to pick up as the emergency, because there's two items that the treasurer and I talked about. One is committee. I've already talked to the committee if they take the plugging. But under the BIA emergency, if they request it and they just call the council and we approve it, then we have the monies left to cover that. And that's the situation we're in, but I still agree it's a danger.
Clarification, this particular scenario that I've presented with the Alton Energy is not for plugging. They just want to fix the leak.
No, that's even better, just to work with
it. They want to keep it active.
Okay.
And I'll add this. They shut down a lot of their wells because this is an EOR well that's pushing oil to other wells, and they've had to shut down these other wells until this well gets fixed. So, for our constituents to hear, it's costing us barrels per day every day that this well's not fixed.
And
the company responsible. Company
wants
to take care of it, begging to take care of it, asking for our help and the chief's help to take care of it, and they're sitting twiddling their thumbs.
Superintendent, finish it, wrap this up.
I guess my question would go back to the applicant. Did he identify it as an emergency plugging when he submitted his Form 139?
That I don't know.
That was a workover.
I don't know.
And
I haven't seen the form.
As a workover?
But, I don't know.
But I do know that he approached you all and said that there's a potential of it contaminating the fresh water.
Councilwoman.
Mr. Chairman, I just would ask that this meeting today be formal notice to the superintendent that we're asking that the emergency activity occur through her office on this elephant well. That this be the request of us now. We've already...
As an identification request. From our council, yes. Representing and protecting our nation.
Yes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to take a 5-minute break. Stretch it out a little longer.